Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Upper Kalskag, a community of about 200 people on the Kuskokwim River east of Bethel.
My name is Annie Lou Williams, and I'm from the city of Upper Kalskag. When you first come to Kalskag, if you're getting off the plane, the first thing you will notice, we have a beautiful mountain up here, and it's our Kalskag Hill. And then right across from it is our Rocky Hill, which is called Rocky because there's so much on it. Main job that we have here in Kalskag is our Kuskokwim School District, and then also the city and the tribe. And then we have firefighting in the summer. There's a few people that trap, not too many. Oh, you can go water ski, you can go berry picking, you can cut fish, you can go hunt moose, you can go hiking up the hill, you can go four-wheeler riding. We have our beautiful hill where there's so many berries up there. We have blackberries, we have red berries, we have blueberries. Right now, the important issue that we are having is our subsistence fishing. Because of the dwindling fish, people are being concerned about that. And because we live off the land with our moose and especially fishing, there's different ways that you can take care of the fish for subsistence use mainly. And that's one of our main concerns that we're having because of the dwindling of the fish. So I think the number one priority that we have is our fish, our concern. And the other is getting jobs and education for our young men and women.
That was Annie Lou Williams from Upper Kalskag. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Alex Duer, Ann Bryce, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ariel Van Cleve.